This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1657. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 21st, Alaska, Angola, Antarctica, Belgium, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Clipperton, East Turkestan, Eritrea, Fiji, France, Germany, Guiana Fringe, Indonesia, Italy, Kashmir, Korea South, Kurdistan, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. For a few years now, KNLS in Alaska has been operating on only one transmitter. They had two, but something went wrong with one of them, so their schedule had to be changed. But their website has continued to present two different contradictory schedules for their own broadcasts. Which one are we to believe? In any event, with my own ears, I heard an English broadcast February 14th at 1448 on 7355. Previously, there had not been English during the 1400 UT hour, and one other schedule does not even show them using that frequency, but there they were. But now it's been confirmed they really do have two transmitters running again, thus the change in some of their scheduling. Manu Ritola in Finland says during the 1000 UT hour, he heard 7355 in English and 9615 in Chinese. Most of the time, they're two different languages, chosen from English, Russian, and Chinese. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has also been monitoring this, direct or via remote receivers, and put together their actual new schedule, at least for the rest of the B-12 season, showing English as follows. For 1 hour at 08, 10, 12, and 14, all on 7355. And at 12, both frequencies are in English, the other one being 9615. And listening on a remote receiver in Japan, Wolfgang Büschel also heard English on both those frequencies at 12 UT, and says over there, the signal level was good at 45 over 9. However, now that they're back on their two-frequency schedule, Ivo Ivanov points out that many of the frequencies are poorly chosen, colliding mostly with China at the same time on the same frequency, including 9680, 9615, 9655, and 6190. Yes, I recall that it's been that way for years. Frequency management at KNLS has been oblivious to all the Asian stations already on the same channels. At 0117 UT, February 15th, I noticed a considerable heterodyne on 4950 from two different stations, of course. The lower one, presumably Angola, which has been reported about a quarter kilohertz off, and the higher one, according to listings, would be All India Radio in Kashmir. Art Delibert in Maryland reports February 13th, Angola on 4949.75 before and after 0500 UT, with African High Life Music and ID as Radio Nacional de Angola frequency list, four time pips. And another canned ID with music and flair. Then apparently a news feature with announcers passing it back and forth. He says, poor to fare, but best in many months of trying to chase down a positive ID from Angola. The modulation has improved a lot in the last month or so. We've resumed daily checks for LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476. They tested briefly last November, I think it was, because they plan to resume broadcasting about now. I guess that's when a new crew is coming in to winter over. Nothing heard so far. But Juan Franco Crespo also points out that February 22nd is Argentine Antarctica Day, celebrating the 109th anniversary of continuous occupation of Antarctica when their first base was established. So that would be a very good occasion for LRA 36 to come back on the air if it's ever going to. Most likely sometime between 12 and 15UT, at least according to their previously scheduling. So keep an ear on 15476 for what will probably be a very weak signal. But if it's on that frequency, there's a good chance it is, in fact, Antarctica. Regarding the absence of the DRM hour from the Disco Palace, 20UT on 17875 via French Guiana I mentioned last week, I got this reply from Ludo Mas of BRB. There's a problem with the transmitter and spare parts need to come from France. Unfortunately, no indication when the problem will be solved. In the Radio Escudos list, some of the stations heard by Cassio Santos in Goiânia includes 2380, the 120 meter band station in Brazil, is active. Radio Educadora de Limeira, heard February 9th at 0611 UT, with their morning program Sertanejos Varias. That's awfully early, and they may not be on that early since Brazil went off daylight shifting time, but that means they would still be on by 0700, a full nighttime path, making it possible in North America. Brazilians have also been complaining about their time signal station, Observatorio Nacional, on 10,000 kilohertz, because it failed to reset its own clock, that is, their broadcast time announcements, when Brazil went off daylight shifting. Also complaining about the quality of their signal. Among the 25-meter band Brazilians confirmed active currently is 11915 Rádio Gaúcha in Porto Alegre. Cássio Santos heard that February 12th at 12:46 with a discussion of the Pope's resignation with an excellent signal. But it's also been heard much further away. Here's a report from Zacharias Liangas in Greece at 20:44 UT, February 16th. He says it's about a tenth of a kilohertz on the high side. And Almuik in Pennsylvania reports Radio Gaúcha with rather decent signals, February 17th at 23:20 on 11915 in a discussion. Signal was clear with moderate fading. CBC Radio Canada in Windsor has been operating on both 540 and 1550 for quite a while. That's their French service. But now Andy Reid has found a notice, and with translation help from Dan Cease, saying that they're going to close down 540 on the 1st of March. On Hardcore DX, Art Delibere in Maryland reports PBS Qinghai China, that's Qinghai, on 4750. He was listening via the remote receiver in the Netherlands, February 17th at 2200. And noted that the ID at the top of the hour was both in Chinese and English. Chinese by a male and English by a female, giving their local AM and FM frequencies. So it may well happen at some or all other hour tops as well. In the OPDX bulletin via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, news of another, the expedition to Clipperton Island off Baja California in the Pacific, but it is French territory. TX5 is the prefix there. And they have a website, of course, explaining the progress of the expedition. They were planning to be on the air no earlier than February 28th. Here's where to find out the latest, www.dxafigure2.org. They also have a blog at www.ky6r.com. The call sign will be Tango X-ray 5 Kilo. Four different frequencies from PBS Xinjiang in Urumqi, East Turkestan, can amount to the best Asian signals on 60 meters around 0100 UT here, such as February 15th, each in a different language. 4500 in Mongolian, 4850 in Kazakh, 4980 in Uyghur, and 5060 in Chinese. What do you know? The Chinese one comes in best with a clear signal. 4980, however, has hum and distortion. 4850 and 4500 are the weakest. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been hearing an UNID on 4700 plus 10 hertz. Around 0400 UT, February 17th, it seems to be an Arabic accent, but it's very distorted and overmodulated. And furthermore, with interference from another station on the low side, Ron Howard in California also heard this February 19th around 0300. Poor reception, but there was Horn of Africa music and also noise jamming at 1520 to 1547 UT, similar to what's heard on the 40-meter ham band. And it's believed to be Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea in Asmara, reported by Bernard Miel in France in DSWCIDX window, February 8th, around 1725. That's a station which often changes frequencies and don't believe it was there before. But the jamming, of course, would be coming from Ethiopia, probably using a DRM transmitter. Then there was another report from Wolfgang Büschel about it being parallel to 7175 approximately. There sure is a lot of Arabic broadcasting in and out of Eritrea, even though it's not the major language. A new station appeared on 11620, reported by Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa in Japan, February 14th at 1600 UT Sinon. ID sounds like Idhat al-Saruka, which means this is sunrise. Listening to a clip, Dmitry Mezin in Russia detected that it was for Eritrea. And then I found a website mentioning this new broadcast. It belongs to the Al-Hirak Popular Movement for Democracy and Justice, also known by another name, Gash Barka Popular Movement for Democracy and Justice, saying that from February 6th they'd started this broadcast for 1 hour on 11620, and so far only in Arabic. Apparently it originates in London, where their address is, in Hammersmith. Tarek Zaidan in Cairo confirms the ID of the station in Arabic is Idhat al-Shorouk, which he spells S-H-O-R-O-U-K, or alternate spelling ending with a Q. On February 18th, I could just barely hear the carrier coming on 2.5 minutes before 1600 on 11620. Ivo Ivanov can tell the transmitter site is Bulgaria in his neighborhood, and it appeared to be Monday through Friday only. However, on February 20th, it was missing, although the carrier came on for a few minutes at 1600. Also missing as of February 20th was another clandestine via Bulgaria, Dimtsel Radio Irina on 11560 at 17 to 1730. In case you hadn't noticed, the clandestine for Fiji is gone again. The Democracy and Freedom Movement was last reported on December 24th. It was only half an hour a week, Mondays at 08:30 on WHRI 11565. On February 18th at 1940 UT, I was hearing Radio France International in French on a strange frequency, 12000.9 kHz, parallel to 11995, where they're supposed to be, but they're not scheduled on 12,000 or 12005. It was not a spur of the 11995 transmitter, since the higher one cut off the air at 2000 while the lower one continued. In the next day, there were still two separate frequencies at 1847, but the higher one was now on exactly 12001. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says there are lots of faulty transmissions from Issoudun, France. Another one is heard at 17 UT on 17858.2. February 19th, it was heard up to 17860 with very bad audio. It's supposed to be on 17850. It's springtime in Paris. At least Radio France International considers February 24th the most propitious state to move many transmissions one or two bands higher, well before the official beginning of the A13 season. The new frequencies are in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-08, thanks to Ivo Ivanov, including one that I mentioned, 11995, is being replaced by 13740 at 18 to 1858 UT, and at 19 to 1958 as well. We're at the midpoint of World of Radio number 1657, the media magazine you monitor with your mind. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jelle Kaufmann, who sent a contribution in Euro via PayPal, which converts it to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via check or money order in the mail in U.S. funds, please, to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684. ENID OK 73702. If you're hearing our very earliest webcasts or broadcasts, it's not too late to remind you about the annual broadcast of Radio Imrang from Germany. It's Thursday, February 21st at 16 to 17 UT via Wertachtel on 15215. It's in Frisian, promoting that region of Germany, and maybe there will be some English as well, as there has been on some of these years. Rod Howard in California reports the voice of Indonesia, 120 hertz below 9526. February 18th, he says, for the first time in a long time, heard with good signal strength during their hour in English, noted at 1327, but reception was unusable due to heavy non-stop adjacent interference. Neither switching between lower and upper sideband helped. That, of course, is from 9530, the China's radio war against the U.S. After 1400, Indonesia continued in Indonesian with the QRM completely gone and leaving them with good reception. On Monday, February 18th, Steve Hanner in Illinois was hearing something on 15160, where nothing is scheduled. It concluded at 1900 with the triumphal march from Aida by Verdi, which of course is the signature tune of IRRS. The programming had been in French, and it so happens that 1 week earlier, the previous Monday, February 11th, Jorge Freitas in Brazil was also hearing something on that frequency after 1830, but it was in English, apparently relaying an American station. Anyhow, this appeared to be coming from IRRS, and that's confirmed by Alfredo Cotroneo, who merely says, yes, we are testing, but of course we don't know the transmitter's site or whether this will develop into a permanent broadcast. It might be on Mondays only. It was at least not audible on the following Tuesday. Bruce Fisher in Massachusetts says, excellent quality signal for the English broadcast from South Korea. This may be the only way to hear it in English from Eastern North America on shortwave since they lost their Sackville relay. He's referring to 2200 UT, February 19th, on 3955. That's a relay from the UK intended for Europe, and at that hour it may not last much longer in North America as the sun sets later and later. And also the transmitter site for that is just changed, I think, from Skelton, which is being phased out, to Wolverton, UK, as it is for other relays on that frequency. KBS also tested a new frequency in Spanish to South America at 012 UT, February 15th, 9605, which got glowing reports from Brazil and Argentina, instead of 11635, which is via French Guiana, but we're not sure of the site on 9605. It could be WHRI, which is registered for that frequency only on Mondays. Ivo Ivanov reports that the voice of Kurdistan on 11510 is now extended, not only from 04 to 16 UT, but the final 4 hours are staying on that frequency until 2000, had been on 7390. We knew the transmitter site for the first part was Pridnestrovia, but what's the site after 1600? He seems to think it is now via Bulgaria, since he's getting a very strong signal there in Sofia. I monitored on February 20th and could not detect any change or break in transmission at 1600. KBC notified me February 15th, the giant jukebox and the mighty KBC are moving. The mighty 7375 is rocking over the ocean on Sunday, 3 March. Mighty KBC from now on with 125 kilowatts between midnight and 02 UT. Please spread the word. Sometime in May, we will return to the 31-meter band for the summer period. That is, they are replacing the Bulgarian transmission, UT Sundays only at midnight to 02, which has been on 9450, moving to Germany on 7375. Another week has gone by, now past the deadline for their temporary extension, and I'm still hearing on 1650 KYHN, conservative talk radio, the big AM 1650 in Fort Smith, Arkansas. But the transmitter site is really in Oklahoma. So they continue broadcasting nothing but program promotions about what they will be carrying, not actual programming yet, as of February 20th. We hear the same promotions over and over and over. I continue to hear the new Radio Chaski in Urubamba, Peru on 5980. Thanks to their staying on the air a few minutes past 0100 UT when the interference ends. And it's cutting the carrier a few seconds later every night, ranging between 4 and 5 seconds later from night to night. As of February 20th, it went off at 0106. 33 and a half. PCJ Radio made a test of its new 1 kilowatt transmitter from Taiwan from 16 to 18 UT on February 16th. Many DXers tried to hear it both in Asia and using remote receivers in Asia without any success. So I asked Keith Perrone about it. Was it really on the air? He says, yes, we set up 3 remote receivers in the target area, and it was picked up in Fujian. We were running at reduced power of 600 watts, all we needed. If it was heard elsewhere, it's not important. It's only targeted to that area in the local dialect, about 250 kilometers away. We did this on purpose so as not to have any DX reports come in. The high-powered test will only happen after the auxiliary transmitter arrives and construction is concluded. Oh, the frequencies anyway were 9315 and 12170. Keith previously implied that he would be using frequencies around the edges of the shortwave bands. I mentioned earlier South Korea being relayed on 3955 via Wooverton, and here's more about this via Mike Barraclough from the Wooverton Engineers via Dave Porter. They are asking for reception reports since February 16th in DRM with BBC from 05 to 07 on 3955. That's now via Wooverton. And also starting at 1900 on AM, 3955 carrying KBS and Taiwan. Reports should be sent to transmissiontest@gmail.com. They would like to know whether the previous service from Skelton was better or worse than the service now coming from Wooverton. And they say they will verify by email these reports. A BBG press release of February 19th via Hans-Jörg Biener says VOA is adding languages on shortwave for Mali and the Sahel. They're already broadcasting in a language called Songhai, but it's not clear if that's really on shortwave, as they also have FM relays and are trying other media. But definitely to be on shortwave is a new service in Bambara, Monday through Friday at 2130 to 2200. Do they give the frequencies? Of course not. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has found them. He originally thought the new broadcast would be in French. It's on 7325 and 9620 via Saint-Thomas, 12025 via Botswana, and 13670 via Greenville, starting March 4th. Jeff White notified us, Brother Astaire has bought a large amount of time on WRMI beginning on short notice, February 15th. The exact schedule will be up shortly, meaning a lot of free repeats of programs will have to be eliminated, but we will go 24/7 on 9955. It's a short-term contract until May 31st. Then consulting the new schedule, I see that three times for World of Radio remain. They are UT Thursday at 04:30, Saturday at 1600, and Tuesday at 1200 UT. And I've computed the number of hours that Brother Astaire is now on WRMI, 110 per week, which equals 65.5% of the entire schedule. This also means there are no more relays of WRN, but Radio Prague and Radio Slovakia and some other programs are still being heard, mostly in the evenings. A surprise from WWRB. We found them with a huge signal in pure upper sideband, no reduced carrier, February 17th, before 0100 on 5050, which was previously an AM, and that's continued the following evenings. Then on February 20th in the morning, we heard them on two more SSB-only frequencies, 9405 and 13705. This was from before 1400 to after 1600, seemingly filled only by repeating unshackled episodes. Both these frequencies are new and not previously registered. Ben Dawson spotted some FCC info that KAAY Little Rock 1090, which reactivated recently with only 5 kilowatts instead of 50, is now authorized to run non-directional as long as there are no complaints of interference. We're sad to hear of the death of Don Caskey, a longtime medium wave DXer in California. Recently of a heart attack, he died on his birthday. The news came via Kevin Redding on the ABDX list, who called him one of the fathers of the DX hobby. The memorial service is March 2nd at 4 p.m. in Daly City, California at Broadmoor Presbyterian Church. Rick Dow in Nebraska says, I'm stunned by this. He was a fellow Iowan. His DX exploits included logging close to 4,000 AM stations over the years, a feat that puts him up there among the greats in the hobby. You can read more tributes to Don Caskey in the open archives of the ABDX Yahoo group or on the archives of the IRCA list. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3 on February 22nd, 10 and 3 on March 1st. Solar flux peaking at 115 February 23rd and 24th and down to 95 by March 4th. Solar activity is expected to be very low to low. Geomagnetic field predominantly quiet to unsettled with a slight chance for isolated active periods. Remember our broadcast of World of Radio on WWRB, UT Friday around 04:30 on 3195, and perhaps this week in upper sideband on 5050. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1657.